his word is fulfilled. The shadows perish in the light. Those who are blessed, full of worship, with tears of joy, will see the King. We start the service in the name of the Lord. Therefore, we greet all brothers and sisters worldwide that are connected online wholeheartedly. We wish all of you that are hearing now the rich blessings of God. We are thankful for this opportunity in this evil time, for us that we are used to gather together and hearing His Word, to have fellowship and communion with God and each other, to sing together. We are thankful for this opportunity still to hear the Word of God. We are thankful for the opportunity that the Lord has created, that 3 times a week it's possible to hear the Word of God recorded from the preachings of the 80s. I don't know how you feel about it, brothers and sisters. All of you that are hearing to me, the sermons have become a special blessing for me. God took care of it, and that's the wonderful thing. God provided that we are still in these days, we have spiritual food. The last preachings, Brother Frank, translated the sermons of Brother Branham, the token, and all of us that heard it, it has an effect in us. We get a deep desire. Lord, please manifest this token, the life of Christ, in our life, in the church, in all of you, brothers and sisters worldwide, that you are also hearing these preachings. In us is a deep thankfulness. God indeed is faithful in all His deeds. I want to read a word from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, from verse 23. Isaiah chapter 45, from verse 23. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness. And shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. Until here, the word of God. Surely in the Lord, only in the Lord. That's what we have to recognize. I have righteousness and strength. Our two sisters sang the song, Are You Ready for This Hour? When the Lord takes His own home. This question we ask ourselves, we are believers. Am I ready when you come, Lord? Are we ready? May the Lord be merciful to all of us, we that we are listening this evening and hear the word of God. If you are here, just a few people here, or everywhere, wherever you are, brothers and sisters, the Lord is with you through His Holy Spirit. May He act here in our midst and also in your midst through His Word and through His Holy Spirit. Now we want to pray. Let us stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, for your faithfulness, for the blood of the new covenant, for the redemption, for the possibility this evening to listen to your word. May you grant it to us fresh from your throne. Speak to our hearts. Let this service serve to prepare us and make us ready when you are coming, Lord. Your coming is so near, Lord. Please fill us with yourself, with your life, with your Holy Spirit. Help us. Bless your servant, our brother, this evening. Lead him through your Holy Spirit to say what your people are in need of. Help my brother, strengthen him. Bless your people worldwide. We thank you for everything. All the things you are doing in these days now, and what we can hear, what we hear through your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I greet you all wholeheartedly in the precious name of our Lord. I have to excuse myself immediately because I had there was a cold wind which I'm suffering of now, but it's just a natural thing. It comes and goes. What a privilege that we can hear the holy and revealed word of God and that we can believe it. But first, all those kind regards and greetings from all over the world. If it's our brother Dr. Mbir, who said about the recordings, there in the television and also on the radio, people are listening to the recordings. When I think about all these calls, if it's from Canada, the United States, from South Africa, from everywhere around the world, then thankfulness rises in me. Also, Brother Müller from the East Sea greets from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Romania, from Austria, from Switzerland, especially Brother Etienne Genton gives kind regards. We are unified in the Lord, and we share what He has granted to us. Today, we will go into a few topics about Israel, just briefly. All of us know what the Lord said. Jerusalem will be trampled down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are over. In the biblical prophecy, everything has been announced before and has been foretold, and then it has been written down. And if we move to Luke chapter 21, verse 28 and 29, Luke chapter 21, verse 28 and 29, the Lord gives the parable. Now, when these things begin to happen, verse 29, then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. He not only mentioned Israel, but all nations are included, which are ruled by authorities and powers. All of them get their freedom. You all know, until the end of the Second World War, under the British flag, almost 50 nations were under the British flag. The great empire, the world empire, just everywhere. Everywhere was the British flag. But since 1946, everything changed. And if we especially look at Israel, how things were foretold or expressed by some men, even 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, or 1918 in the Balfour Declaration, or 1945 in San Francisco, and 1946 in London, where all the different declarations were given. And then 1948, the announcement, the founding of the State of Israel. And the Lord said, when you see that this is happening, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And if we look unto the last days, the news we have, what's happening in the Near East, the first flight from Israel to Abu Dhabi, you know what's written in the cockpit? Abraham. Covenant of peace. Abraham. The covenant of peace of Abraham in three languages was in Arab language, in a Jewish language was the word peace. And it was emphasized that now is the time in this whole region that there will be peace, shall be peace. And we all know what's written in the prophet of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. He will make a covenant for 1 year week. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many more for 1 week. I cannot get into all the details, but we are just interested in one thing: to preach the message that is forerunning the second coming of Christ. all other developments which belong to the biblical prophecy. We just mention, but we lay them aside. Also about the religious development, the nearing of those great religions. There the words have been chosen. Abraham's family, all that belonged to Abraham's family. And they mean the big three religions, the Christianity, the Islamic and the Jewish religion. And if we remember the last visit of the Pope in Dubai, in the greatest mosque, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And the Pope entered the biggest mosque. In all areas, they try to make peace. Even the Second Council of the Vatican, 1964, the two big churches, the Greek Orthodox and the Catholic, they had made peace with each other, and the curses which they spoke about each other, they took them back. And unified together. And now we see how in the World Council of Churches, in the Ecumenical Movement, how everything goes back to Rome. But we won't get into details. But we can see that there's only one group remaining, and that's the bride of the Lamb, who doesn't belong somewhere, but is the property of God, and it will remain forevermore. That's why we pay attention to what the Lord has to say to us in these times. And I also have to remember when Brother Branham in March 1964 emphasized in the same moment, at the same day, when the decision was made that Israel will be our own country, Brother Branham said. He said, the angel of the Lord came directly to him, and all of you know. He describes it absolutely detailed. He was sitting there with a Bible, and a supernatural light came into the room, and the angel of the Lord descended in this light. And the first words which he spoke to Brother Branham were, "Do not fear. I came from the presence of God and have been sent to you to give you the commission." And all of you know about the commission in detail, how Moses, two signs were given to Moses, so two signs will be given to you. A direct commission from God to act in the ministry which this humble man of God was called. So we thank the Lord that two things are going parallel with each other. The gathering of the people of Israel, already 9 million are gathered together, and I wish that there would be millions called out for the bride. Brothers and sisters, when I remember the tremendous experience I had seeing the rapture, it was an uncountable flock, as far as he could see. And here you can see very wide, I can assure you, but still he couldn't count them. And as Abraham was promised, your descendants will be uncountable. Now, before we go in the teaching of the word, just briefly, because I was asked for it, I want to mention something. In the last years, there were so many false doctrines. But praise God that we can read. In all three Gospels we can read, Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, when the Lord sat down on the Olive Mountain and looked to Jerusalem, he said, firstly, be careful that nobody deceives you. That's were the most important words. Be careful that nobody deceives you. Because many will come in my name. Brothers and sisters, the newest doctrine that is going around is that now Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20 is fulfilled now. My people, go into your chamber, lock yourself up, and hide yourself. Hide yourself until the indignation is past. And very loud they preach that this scripture is fulfilled now. They cannot even be claimed more false things. Those false brethren, if they would just read the scripture, here it says, come, my people. And who were God's people at that time? Were it the people from the Congo Republic, where this doctrine is now concentrating? If God says, you, my people, enter your chambers, shut your doors, hide yourself, until the indignation is past. Please go immediately to Exodus, when Moses was standing before the Pharaoh and spoke, let my people go. In the whole Old Testament, there were not. It was not about Germany, Canada, USA, or about the Congo. The people of God in the Old Testament was Israel. And that's the reason why it's written that the Lord will be merciful and protect. and with the word wrath of God, you have to go to Galatians chapter 5, that the believers are not elected for judgment of God's wrath, but to gain the blessings. And you have to go to Revelation chapter 16, where the judgment of God is taking place. I don't have any understanding for all this false doctrines. You can put your head in both hands and just run away if you think about how many false doctrines were spread out around the world. Then the promise in the Old Testament to us who were from the nations, you that were not my people shall be sons and daughters of God. Praise be to our God for the holy respect that He laid into us. To understand His precious and holy word, how it is written, and to respect His word, how it is written and it is meant. I just want to read today from the Epistle to the Ephesians, the first chapter, and we wish all brethren worldwide, especially all ministering brothers, that they have respect for God and His Word and don't fall into false doctrines, but pure and holy food, divine spiritual food, that they can share it. That's how the commission is. Now, the food has been stored in. And beloved brothers and sisters, and all your ministers, it's very important. Up until March 1963, Brother Branham preached in a lot of cities, in many, many cities of the United States, from one end to the others, but only an evangelistic preaching. But from opening the seals, it was about the calling out, about the preparation, and the coming out, the separation. And all of you can remember that I was led in such a way that the first sermons which were translated in the German language, they were from the years 1963, 1964, and 1965. That's how God immediately put it into my heart. Not the first preachings from 1948 or 1950, but first we started translating the sermons which Brother Branham preached after the opening of the seals, where the introduction into the deepest mysteries of God took place. Praise be to our God. We read now of the Epistle to the Ephesians from the first chapter, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Denn in ihm
just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Before the foundation of the world, He chose us that we should be holy and without blame before Him. Oh, we just praise the power of the blood of the Lamb of God. And we are thankful, so thankful, that what's written in here is true, and that we can believe it, that in Him, in our Redeemer, we have the absolutely and complete redemption, reconciliation, grace and mercy. And as Brother Branham said in a beautiful way, as if we would have never have ever sinned, and as the prophet in the Old Testament said, thrown in the sea of forgiveness, where it's the deepest. Grace is grace. Pardoning is pardoning. Reconciliation is a reconciliation. And if everything comes from God, then we have our help. We are helped. And everything that we can read here and what's written in here, that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us say it very clear. In all those 2,000 years, never, ever, there was never a full revelation about the Godhead, about Jesus Christ, our Lord. But in our time, and we can say it again and again, the end will be the same as the beginning. And as Brother Brock already mentioned, in the sermons of Brother Branham, especially in the sermon The Token, we heard it very clearly. He gives the comparison. If somebody wants to travel with the bus, he needs the ticket. And he has to purchase the ticket before he has the ticket. And if he has purchased it, the proof is in his hand, the ticket. And in all those 55 years, I experienced the same thing. I had to purchase my flight, and I knew that I have purchased the flight, but in the moment I had the ticket, the boarding pass, when I hold it in my hand, then I could enter. That was the proof that this flight was purchased. And my seat was already reserved. Brother Branham gave easy comparisons, but they fit the things that God wanted to be said. So all of us want that God gives the proof that the blood of the Lamb, a that it had an effect unto us, full forgiveness, full reconciliation, that we have granted full grace. And we believe from our whole heart that it has happened through the blood of the Lamb. And there is no judgment or accusation for the redeemed in Jesus Christ. And if there would be a thing that judges you, our beloved Lord and Redeemer, the High Priest, is there for us. To him be the honor, because he steps in for us when there is something. Verse 5, Ephesians 1, verse 5, having predestinated us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself. Predestined, according to the good pleasure of his will. It was not my will, it was not your will, it was the good pleasure of his will, the will of God, that all that are elected for the redemption, but were thrown into the fall of sin, for those the price has been paid, and they receive their redemption and pardoning. They can experience it. And then they can be sons and daughters of God unto eternity. Verse 6, to the praise of his glory, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. What could you add to it? What could I add to it? Brothers and sisters, we can go a step further. What did I do? What did you do? That the promise that has been given for our time, that we even heard the promise. What did I do for it? What did you do for it? That we believe it, that we are partakers of it. Could we add anything for it, that God granted us this grace? According to the word of the Scripture, today when you hear the voice of the Lord, we need the word that's predestinated for this time. We're living in this time, and we need the promises for this time. And then we can relate to it in every preaching. And we repeated it again and again. That a direct commission came from God, that the message should fall on the second coming of Christ around the whole world. Brothers and sisters, think about it. What did I know? What did you know? Knowing about what God has planned in his plan of salvation. Even when I met Brother Brennan the first time in 1955, I heard him the first time, I knew he was a man of God. But from the divine calling and from what God has promised, I didn't know anything of it. But God took care of it. Step by step, the years came, 95, 58,
1962,
and so on. God just took care of it, that one thing after the other came, and that the Lord gave me a direct connection to this special ministry. I don't want to mention it again and again, but if we look upon ourselves, who are we? I think about John the Baptist. Our Lord asked, why did you come out? Who do you want to hear? Who do you want to see? A man in fine garments, and so on. Or some pipe which is waving. No. I tell you, he's a prophet. More than a prophet. And may I mention it here immediately? The brethren from the United States, they were standing still here and just proclaimed that Brother Branham is just more than a prophet. So he was something else. Instead of continue reading, more than a prophet, because all the prophets have prophesied until John, and from this time on, the kingdom of God was being preached. But the smallest in the kingdom of God is greater than he. It would have been nice if all those brethren just continue reading. Then a Fred Southman on the 12th April 1966 at 8 o'clock, he wouldn't have come into my hotel room and bowing down, kneeling down, lifting his hand and swearing to me that Brother Branham is God revealed in flesh. Brothers and sisters, just not understandable how men lose the orientation completely. And I think about the word of the Lord. Be aware that nobody deceives you. There are deceiving spirits. And these deceiving spirits, they succeeded to present such false doctrines. So, brothers and sisters, we can be even more thankful that God granted us the grace to believe what the Scripture says. And the Scripture says, Elijah was a man like you and me, not more and not less. The commission is different. The commission is different. But all of us are humans, sinners saved by grace. What did Brother Branham say? In heaven, they are not great and small, important and non-important persons. But all of us are the same, as sons and daughters of God. Now, this powerful verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood.
Die Erlösung durch sein Blut, nämlich
the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Nach dem Reichtum seiner Gnade.
We have it. We won't get it further the way, but God already granted it to us. We briefly we read from Hebrews chapter 6 that God, the unchangeable thing of His counsel, He confirmed it. That He swore an oath unto His promises, because it's unchangeable. Nobody can change it. It's commanded by God, predestinated by God, and it remains the same. And there our faith is anchored through His grace. And therefore, there is no judgment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who are not walking in the flesh. There is no condemnation for them that walk in the flesh, but are walking in the Spirit of God. I don't know if this belongs here, but God just led it in my life. And I say it before the Lord as a testimony. I have never smoked any cigarette. Just when I tried, I threw up. And that was it. Once for all. And you know, as a teenager, when the weekend came, all those teenagers, there was the pub and there was the beer on the table, but I was never at a table. I've never been there. I've never seen a movie. To a theater, I was just led by the Lord. From the age of 14, I was moving around with my father, regardless where there was a meeting, I was there. For me, from the beginning, it was just the most important thing to be there where God's word is being preached and where the blessings of God came down. God just led it that way. And when we read here, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Now, here it is, brothers and sisters. Verse 8. Which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Weisheit und Einsicht in überschwänglicher Fülle hat zuteil werden lassen. In überschwänglicher Fülle
hat zuteil werden lassen. In an abundant way He gave us wisdom and prudence. And now verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of His will,
seines Willens kundgetan, nach seinem
according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself,
dessen Ausführung sich vorgenommen hat. Was soll man dazu sagen?
What shall we say? Just amen. And again, amen. When we read such scriptures, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. Brothers and sisters, I tell you how I feel. I told the Lord, let the moment start where I can preach your word in such a way that tears are dropping down full of thankfulness, that I am moved in such a way that even before the audience is moved, I am moved. You know, we had experienced the times where we saw tears and where we had repentance with tears. I wish a breakdown, a broken heart, a smitten spirit, but nobody can take it by himself. And if Brother Branham spoke about the powerful might speaks, which will be revealed, which will be manifested, that the faith will be there, and that we'll get things revealed from God, and then we just speak them out, and they will immediately happen. Two times, the Lord gave an example. First, Mark chapter 11, if you speak to the mountain, rise up and go down the sea, and if you tell the tree, rise up and move unto the sea. And I thought by myself, beloved Lord, before the star can start, you have to give a revelation, and then we can speak it out, and then it will happen. And all of us know, it's a divine knowledge that the Lord will restore all things in the original basis, under the leading of the Holy Spirit in the power of God. Everything will be there. And all of you who are listening worldwide, this should be said. Nobody has to come here. In 1967, we had brethren here from 33 countries. I don't know how many nations are it today, but when the Lord said to Moses, gather my people, it was a special purpose meant by it. The calling out had to take place, and it took place. And when the calling out took place, gather my people at the mountain Horeb. Moses ascended, God came down in the fire and spoke loud and clearly. Brothers and sisters, as certain as the Lord told me, gather my people, that they will hear my words, all that have agreed upon into the covenant at the sacrifice. All of us know the Lord made a covenant with us, but we know about a marriage, a wedding. Not only the bridegroom is asked, the bride is asked as well. She has to agree as well and say yes. You gave your yes to God. I gave my yes to God and to the covenant that the Lord has made with us. 45 years at this place, God granted us all those 45 years at this place. And the people of God gather together to hear the word. Now look back to the last 5 years.
In all den Jahren,
in all those years, we needed the contacts everywhere around the world. And that's why I traveled each month to all the nations worldwide. And it was a part of my life and a part of my ministry. And so all the connections worldwide came. So now, all the brethren, wherever their churches, wherever there are local meetings, prayer meetings, that everyone is connected with the people of God, and everyone is connected with God, and that the last, that they can hear the last words. Maybe they're just being preached twice a month at the first and last Sunday a month. But indeed, this is a new situation for all of us. Nothing will be the same, even in flight traffic. Nothing will be as it was, but there will be one thing, that divine message will reach the ends of the earth, until the end, and that all that are called out, that are separated, which are led to the Lord, that all of those hear the word of God and believe the word of God. And indeed, that worldwide, at the same time, that we can experience the supernatural work of God. And I recommend to all of you who are single, who are just sitting there, together, even if they are just a small group, that nobody is on his own, alone, sitting at home, but all that want to have fellowship, that they search for fellowship according to the word of the Lord. Don't miss out your meetings. Even more, you'll see the day of the Lord coming, that we have respect for God and His Word. Because in the meetings, the recording can be heard, and in all languages, everybody will have the same doctrines through the transmission. And through this, the Lord will finish His work of salvation. As certain as He has promised unto us, this unto us, and as certainly as He said, that the last message, the original message, the Holy Word of God, the full gospel, once again will be preached to all nations and languages for a witness, and the true believers will be called out. They will believe and they will be prepared, and as certain God will call out His blood purchased flock from all nations, languages, and all continents, those who believed Him. Let me say this. The true faith is connected with the obedience and the act. Abraham believed God, and it was counted as his righteousness, but he was obedient
when he was told, take your son, your only son, the one you love, sacrifice him. Abraham had the promise in Isaac, your descendants shall be blessed. But he did not only believe, but he was obedient as well. And that's what we emphasize here in this time. We need to emphasize it, that faith and obedience belong together. To our God be the honor. Should I mention this as well? At last, as our Lord said very clearly, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be cursed. Unbelievers are cursed and will bring a curse, but whoever believes and who believes in this time is baptized unto the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't bring any win to say somebody, I believe, I believe, I believe, even believing and unto the millennium at the return of Christ. It's in vain if it's not connected with the personal obedience. And the personal obedience must follow the personal experience. Repent and be baptized unto the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. So you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise be to the living God for his grace and faithfulness. Praise be to him for the precious and holy word. Praise be to him that we can agree with the word, especially through for Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, having made us known as the mystery of his will. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise, honor, thankfulness to our God from eternity to eternity. You have made your mystery known unto us for this time. You have revealed it to us. We thank you. We thank you, beloved Lord. Now and unto eternity. Amen. Wherever we are able to, let us stand up. Lord, Almighty God, I'm overwhelmed from the whole Bible. Wherever I read, the blessings are flowing, and together we thank you, together with all the brethren, all sisters on the whole earth. We thank you that you have made us known the mystery of your will. Before your coming, you have revealed it unto us. O Lord, beloved Lord, you have sent your prophet and servant. You gave us an introduction into the whole plan of salvation. But through your Spirit, you have made us known the mystery of your will until the perfection, until the rapture. You have revealed it to us. Beloved Lord, we have found grace in your sight. And we ask you now, especially for all those in South America, some of those called, please be present there Please bless. Bless everywhere. Start in New Zealand, in Australia, and finish at the other end of the earth. Please bless over all above our understanding and our pleading. Please open our understanding and bless all that are listening today. Please bless all that believe. Grant all the divine revelation, beloved Lord. The Ark of the Covenant is opened. The Word is revealed. We thank you in this chapter of time. You will lead everything glorious. You know the time. Praised and glory are you unto eternity. And together we exalt the power of the blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen.
Aunque esta vida no tengo riquezas, sé que allá en la gloria tengo una mansión. Al alma perdida entre las promesas de mi Jesucristo tuvo compasión. Más allá del sol, más allá del sol, yo tengo un hogar, hogar, mi hogar, más allá del sol. Así por el mundo yo voy caminando, de pruebas rodeado y de tentación, pero a mi lado viene consolando mi bendito Cristo en la turbación. Más allá del sol, más allá del sol, yo tengo un hogar, hogar, mi hogar, más allá del sol. A los pueblos todos, el linaje humano, Cristo quiere darles plena salvación. También una casa santación. Más allá del sol, más allá del sol, yo tengo un hogar, hogar, bello hogar, más allá del sol. Viva Wolken Oh.